The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Last Word on Wheels time with Michael Sheridan. Michael, at the moment, an awful lot of people are trying to avoid public transport for health reasons, but they still need cars often to get to work. So, is it possible to buy a car, a decent car, a safe car, for as little as, say, €1,500?
There's a lot to be said for buying a banger, Matt. And the great thing that's happened in recent years is people are far more aware of the safety of a car. And if you see a valid NCT, that gives you an indication that on that day when it got that certificate, it passed all the safety checks that were required. Now, just because it has a valid NCT doesn't mean it's safe the moment you buy it. But there are plenty of cars available to buy privately for £1,500 or less. Now, the one thing you will have to do is you'll have to go down the years. So you'll be doing very well to get a car which is in good condition, which is about 10 years old at £1,500. It is possible. So you're talking going down to maybe 12, 13 or 14 year old cars, which can be very good. And then there's a number of things you should look out for. But buying a bank is one way to beat it.
Yeah, but I immediately see a problem. Will you get insurance for it if it's that old?
Well, the trouble is, if you're a young driver, probably not. But if you have an existing policy, it's something which should happen. And before you buy any car, go down that road, you should always ring your insurer to make sure it is possible to get that car. The one thing you'll have to do is, right, you know, your dream car and everything. Pause all that. Everything is just being sold on price, if it has seats, a steering wheel, four wheels and so on. So if you have a preference for a brand or so on, that's nice to have. But if you're buying a banger, you're buying a vehicle that was popular and that's still going. So it's far more important that that car has good tires, wasn't crashed, isn't burning oil, and is in reasonably good nick, and has, of course, an NCT. And most importantly, belongs to the person selling it, because you're not going to be buying from a dealer, because dealers don't deal with cars which are more than 5 or 6 years old. There's just no profit in it for them. You could be dealing with an Arthur Daly type setup at the side of the road. You're taking your chances there. You're better off getting the value in the small ads, going online and finding a private seller. And what you'll generally find is whatever price they're asking for, it's usually 20% too high. They tend to have an overestimate of what the car is worth. They just want to see the car gone at a fair price. And that's what you're dealing with. That's why getting a banger is very doable and very possible.
Should you pay for it in cash, or should you use a credit card for a layer of security?
Oh, well, the trouble is, if you're going to meet somebody, private sellers generally wouldn't have the machinery to take a credit card. You're looking at paying with cash. This is down at the end of the market, where we're always giving advice on, because you've got issues of safety when you're buying the car, all that sort of thing, because it really is, you know, it's one step away from the crusher, the vehicle you're going to get, but it is a mode of transport and there are a lot of genuine people selling cars. Key thing is to know the person who's selling the car. If they don't want to meet you at their home address, that's dodgy. If they want to meet you just in a forecourt, it sounds convenient. Generally, that will be at nighttime as well, because there might be some lights, but it's not going to be the safest or secure way of dealing with that person and getting the bona fides correct, because your car has a VIN number on it. So you can match that. That is visible through your windscreen. There's a small little gap there, and there's a long string of numbers that needs to match up exactly with the documents for the vehicle. And that way, you know, you're not being sold a car which is either a cut and shut or is just a car which has been cloned. So you need to go to the person's place of address. And first and foremost, whenever you're talking to them, saying, I'm ringing about the car. Don't say the specific car, because that way you'll know their dealer when they say, well, which one? So talk specifics with the person. Never go on your own, because this is going to be a cash buy. So always bring somebody with you. Always, you know, if you are carrying the amount of money you want to spend, have that. If you need another few quid, just keep that somewhere else. Keep it in your own vehicle, and take the car for a thorough test drive and look out for. There's a number of things you need to look out for to make sure the car is functioning and working. And if it doesn't meet that criteria, walk away.
Should you bring somebody who is an expert if you're not an expert to give it the run over? And should you also insist on getting a chance to drive it?
Absolutely. You've got to test drive the car, because there's a lot of things. If the engine is making an undue amount of noise, There is obviously going to be wear on an old car. You'll have a certain amount of smoke coming from the exhaust. You want to ideally start the car from cold to make sure it doesn't sound like it's a steam train from the turn of the century trying to start up. There's a lot of telltale signs, the condition of the body, the condition of carpets, the condition of seats. You can look and you can see whether the car has been cared for. Ask the direct question, has it been crashed? Look under the bonnet, check where all the fenders and body parts meet. Usually there's a bolt or there's rivets. Make sure they haven't been oversprayed or that there's still paint on them, the original paint on them. That'll give you an indication that the car hasn't been crashed. Check in the boot. Take out the spare wheel, just check in around there at the well where the wheel is, because that can often give you an indication of whether there's been under damage if the car has been involved in a rear end shunt. Do a full lock-to-lock turn when you're driving the car to make sure the CV joints, if it's a front-wheel drive car, these are things which wear out and will cost you money. So you want to get a car which has a valid NCT for as long as possible, has road tax because that's a cost. So you want to keep all your costs down, get as long amount of tax valid on the car. But if it's
how long would you expect, do you think you should be looking to get out of a car like that? I mean, could it be a false economy in that you spend 1500, okay, you may not be able to afford anything more, but the car is banjaxed within 3 months and you're back at square one. You've paid effectively €500 a month for something that had been very little use to you.
Well, that's it's if it passes the basic test drive test and all of the other things fall into place for you, if the tires are a matching set, for example, and there's still plenty of tread on them, if the tax is in date and has a good few months to go, because road tax at this kind of level is a big percentage cost of the car. And if the NCT still has months on it, you've got some good indicators there. And if you service that car, once the car has oil, that car should keep going and be good for many years to come. And there's a lot of people who say we should really be driving our bangers longer because it's actually the better thing to do for the environment, because you're not actually going out and then having to buy that, spend thousands on a brand new car. So it's critical that the test drive is done to an exacting standard. Make sure you have a good firm press on the brakes when it's clear to do so. Make sure that the car stops, doesn't pull to one side or the other. That's where the bringing along an expert with you will really help you. So find the biggest car nerd in your family, your friend, to be devil's advocate and to keep giving you reasons why you shouldn't buy the car. And eventually you will find a good car. And that's why NCT, valid NCT, an in-date tax, and a car which looks relatively clean at a place, at the private residence being bought from there, you're going to be dealing with good people who are just passing on a car due to whatever circumstance, and you can have yourself a bargain. You can have your little steel cage around you to get you to and from where you need to be, and it'll run. It won't give you any issues bar usual maintenance. If it has a service history, that'll be a bonus, but when you go further down the food chain, things tend to drop off, so service intervals and so on can be neglected at times, but a test drive will let you know whether the car is in a decent state or not.
Michael Sheridan, thank you as ever for joining us on The Last Word on Wheels.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.